You know what was on the jukebox in the front. Now Matt the Cat's gonna show you what was on the juke in the back.
Hey there, Hep Cats and Crazy Kittens, it's Matt the Cat, your jukebox operator, back on the scene with my record machine, ready for another Juke in the Back. And this week I'm beginning a two-part series on the biggest jukebox hits of 1953. 1953, where you could buy a new house for $17,400, and the average income was just a little over $4,000. Heading to the grocery store, you could pick up staples like milk for 94 cents, bread for 16 cents, and a gallon of gas only puts you out 22 cents. It cost 3 cents to mail a letter first class in 1953, and the jukeboxes were jumping with the latest tunes. But if you went into a joint in 1953 looking for the latest music, you're going to hear some different tunes on the juke in the soda shop and the juke in the back. Miss Rosie and I have been busy dusting off some vintage 78 RPM records from 1953 to play for you this week and next week. This week's show will focus on the first half of 1953, while next week we'll focus on the second half of the year. There are, of course, so many great rhythm and blues single releases in the year of 53 that I could literally do about 6 programs on the subject. So it's a challenge breaking it down into 2 shows. I'm of course going to focus on the top hits of the year, but I'm also going to select some songs that you just don't hear on the radio anymore. But these songs were jumping on the jukeboxes. As 1952 turned into 53, the number one song on the jukeboxes was Willie Maben's I Don't Know, and it stayed number one all the way through January. But February saw a new record take the jukebox charts by storm. It's from a group that originated in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Led by John Tanner on vocals and the amazing Loman Pauling on guitar. They're the Five Royals, and they'd been on the scene for a couple of years, first as the Royal Sons Quintet, and then in late 1952 as the Five Royals. Their second single for the Apollo label was released in December of 52, but like I said before, didn't make the scene until early 53. It was 53's first number one record, and it remained there for 3 solid weeks. Let's kick off this week's Juke in the Back with the old Rockola jukebox in the spotlight as we feature the top rhythm and blues sides of 1953. Here are the 5 Royals with Baby Don't Do It. I'm Matt the Cat, and you're digging the Juke in the Back. You The young Jesse Belvin and Marvin Phillips, billed as Jesse and Marvin, they were sitting pretty at number two throughout January of 1953 on the Rhythm and Blues Jukebox charts. Both their careers were launched with that song, Dream Girl. Jesse Belvin, of course, went on to have a successful solo career, and Marvin Phillips had some solo sides, but was more famous as the Marvin in Marvin and Johnny of Cherry Pie and Tick Tock fame. That single was issued on the Specialty label. Let's stay in January of 53 a little longer and spin a number three jukebox hit. It's from a singer, pianist, and drummer from Youngstown, Ohio, named Myron Bradshaw. What? You don't know him as Myron? Well, you may know him a little bit better as Tiny Bradshaw. He had some groovy vocal sides like The Train Kept a Rollin' and Well Oh Well, but he also scored with some fantabulous instrumentals like this one. Here's Soft, which was released by King in January of 53 and started jumping on the jukeboxes by the end of the month. Unfortunately, we lost Tiny Bradshaw at the tender age of 53 in 1958. Oh, and just before Tiny died, Soft became a hit all over again. this time on the pop charts, for fellow King artist Bill Doggett in 1957. Here's the original Soft from January of 53, Tiny Bradshaw.
Now,
man, I'm in love again.
You fall in love every time you bat your eyes.
Man, but this chick is different, man. She gone. She's down with it and can't quit it. Wait a minute, let me tell you about her.
I heard this before, but come on and bore me to death.
Well, she's my kind of woman.
Anything that wears a skirt is your kind of woman.
And I love the way she walks.
If she had to crawl, fly, or swim, she'd still be your meat.
She's my kind of woman.
Let's change that line now. Let's change that
and
line.
And I love the way she walks.
If she was falling all over herself, you'd still be around.
But she speaks my kind of language.
Is that a language you speak?
And I just love to hear her talk.
The last chick you had was named Mumbles, and it still didn't make a difference.
She's got great big four legs.
Four legs or no legs, they all the same to you.
And coal black wavy hair.
How about that bald-headed chick you had over in Toledo?
But she's got great big four legs.
Come out of that rut now, come out of that rut.
And long black curly hair.
Hairless Helen would do you just as well.
And her lips are so sweet.
I bet there's some big, fat, juicy chop, too, you know.
It tastes just like Virginia Dare.
Virginia Dare or Grizzly Bear, just so you can get your paws on them, you all right.
But she's got a job in the factory. On the assembly line. All the money she makes, every dime of it is mine.
Get on with it, get on with it.
I get my meals in bed.
Meals in bed?
Each and every day. All I have to do. Just hang on the blocks and play.
This old chick is beginning. It's me now, Jim. Get
on
with it.
She's my kind of woman.
Dig this square, will you? Dig him, dig him.
She's my kind of woman.
Right out of Mississippi with clay mud on his shoe and corn on his breast.
But no kidding, she's my kind of woman.
Yeah.
And I want the world to know.
Dig, Jim. You ain't as dumb as you look. Is this old chick of yours got a girlfriend?
We'll
Oh, the hilarious and underrated Emmett Slay Trio with My Kinda Woman, issued on Savoy Records in late January of 1953. The song would top out at number 9 in March, but man, you know that song was playing late night in the dimly lit juke in the back, just before Last Call. My Kinda Woman. Emmett Slay was a member of the Todd Rhodes Orchestra, and he cut several sides for the Savoy and Checker labels, but that was the only one to make the charts. I'm Matt the Cat, and we're featuring the top jukebox hits of the first half of 1953 on this week's Juke in the Back, the soul that came before rock and roll. Up next, a lady that needs no introduction. It's Ms. Rhythm, Ruth Brown. And just as Emmett Slay was dropping off the chart, she was scoring another number one tune with Mama, He Treats Your Daughter Mean. Spinning off the Atlantic label, holding stable on my rickety old 78 RPM turntable. Let's do it to it and get down to the sound that's all around. Here's Ms. Rhythm, Ruth Brown. Generous support for Juke in the Back provided by weekly sustainers Janice Stenhouse, Robert Stallworth, Barry from San Diego, Mr. Lee, David Ayers, Thomas Huber, Joe Metzger, Bernie Rossman, Barry from Riverside, and contributors Rose Marie Giannotto. Thank you for your support. More information at jukeintheback.org.
You're listening to the Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat.
My little red top, see how you got me spinning. Going round and round, and I don't want to stop. You've
got me, so if I don't go around, I'm sure gonna drop, gonna drop, gonna drop. So red top, you just go right on spinning. Go round and round, and don't you ever stop. Remember that if you don't go around, we're sure gonna drop, gonna drop, gonna drop. Oh, my sweet little Alice Rosetta, I'm spinning and I promise that I'll love you forever. I know there is no other who can thrill me, no one can kill me, baby, like you do. And I'll tell the world I'm in love with you. Oh yes, I'm in love with you. Any old thing you say, everything that you do. So darling, won't you tell me you're mine and hold me tight through the night. Love me. Go right on spinning, go right on spinning top. And don't you dare stop. I'm high up on a dream and I don't want to drop. My little red top, see how you got me spinning. Going round and round, and I don't want to stop. You got me, so if I don't go around, I'm sure gonna drop, gonna drop, gonna drop. So red top, you just go right on spinning. Go round and round, and don't you ever stop. Remember that if you don't go around, you just cool down, baby, 'cause we're sure gonna drown.
King Pleasure, whose real name was Clarence Beeks, and Red Top from April of 1953. That's a great example of vocalese, the singing style that mimics a jazz horn solo. It's like scatting, but with words. Vocalese was really big in 52 and 53, as King Pleasure had scored a top two record in May of 52 with Moody's Mood for Love. That song, Red Top, is a vocalese version of Gene Ammon's 1947 hit Red Top. But instead of Ammon's saxophone, King Pleasure and Betty Carter are singing the horn arrangement. They're backed up by the Charlie Ferguson Band. I'm Matt the Cat, and this is The Juke in the Back, as we focus on the biggest rhythm and blues hits from the first half of 1953. Up next, another number one. It was written by two white cats, Jerry Lieber and Mike Stoller, who originated from the East Coast, but settled on the West Coast. Their song, Hound Dog, was recorded on August 13, 1952 in Los Angeles. They were using Johnny Otis's band for the arrangement. This turned out to be the first session produced by Lieber and Stoller. That's because Johnny Otis was busy playing drums on this song. Also of note is Pete Lewis's down and dirty guitar solo throughout the record. Of course, the real star of the show was Willie Mae Big Mama Thornton, and this record, which hit number one in April of 1953, secured her place in the history of recorded music. The song, of course, would go on to get a different arrangement from Freddie Bell and the Bell Boys, and then a cover of that arrangement by Elvis would make this song one of the most popular of the 20th century. Here's the original Hound Dog, Big Mama Thornton, on the Juke in the Back's tribute to 1953.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog, been snooping around my door. You ain't nothing but a hound dog, get it.
The great Antoine Fats Domino with Goin' to the River from April of 1953. It hit number 3 on the Rhythm and Blues jukebox lists. Now, this next tune was so big that jukebox operators could barely keep stock of the record. It's by a New York City group called the Dewdroppers, who got their start on Bobby Robinson's Red Robin label. The buzz on these cats was growing so strong that RCA Victor took notice, and they got the opportunity to record for a major label. RCA released their first single, I Wanna Know, in March of 53, and by April it was topping out at number 4 on the national jukebox charts. It ended up hitting number 3 on the sales charts, so you can see this record was very popular nationwide. So popular, in fact, that it gave RCA the confidence to start other subsidiary labels, like X and Vic and Groove. In June, the Dewdroppers followed up with an answer record to I Wanna Know, called I Found Out, and that one also made the top 5. Here they are now with I Wanna Know. It's the Dewdroppers on the Juke in the Back, as we feature the biggest rhythm and blues jukebox hits from the first half of 1953.
Mm-hmm. I want to know what you do when you go around there. I've been blowing my top, pulling out my hair, trying to get a line on what you do around there. I want to know what you do when you go around there. Well, you woke up this morning around 3 o'clock, start to putting on your clothes. Nothing I can say to make you stop. I started to blow my top, say you didn't care. The next thing you said, you had to go around there. Now
I wanna know.
Yeah.
Yes, I wanna know.
Yeah.
I wanna know what you do around there.
I wanna know what you do when you go around there. Yes, I wanna know what you do when you go around there. I've been blowing my top, pulling out my hair, trying to get a line on what you do round there. I wanna know what you do when you go round there. Said you went to see your girlfriend, I can't understand. You come back with dollar bills sticking all out of your hands. Whatever kind of game you played, you must have played it hard. Blackjack or poker, baby, you must have marked your cards. Come home in a rage, your eyes all red, hair sticking straight up on top of your head. I ask you what's wrong with your beautiful head of hair. You tell me you got it messed up when you was round there. Now
I wanna know,
yeah.
Yes, I wanna know,
yeah.
I wanna know what you do round there. I wanna know,
yeah.
Yes, I wanna know,
yeah.
I wanna know what you do round there.
Tell me, baby, what you do when you go round there.
You know what you said about me, don't you, woman? Well, you ain't nothing but a bearcat. Been scratching at my door. You ain't nothing but a bearcat. Been scratching at my door. You can purr, pretty kitty, but I ain't gonna rub you no more. You said you was a long hair, but I can see through that. You said you was a long hair, but I can see through that. And mama, I know you just an old bear cat. You ain't nothing but a bear cat. Been scratching at my door. Ain't nothing but a bear cat. Been scratching at my door. You can purr, pretty kitty, but I ain't gonna rub you no more. Oh, rub ya! Old Sue Bone. You ain't nothing but a bearcat. Been scratching at my door. You just an old bearcat. Been scratching at my door. You can purr, pretty kitty, but I ain't gonna rub you no more.
Rufus Thomas Jr., who would later be known as the Crown Prince of Dance after such records as Walkin' the Dog and The Funky Chicken. But back in 1953, he was scoring his first hit with an answer record to Big Mama Thornton's Hound Dog. A great reason for Bearcat becoming such a success is that Rufus Thomas was a major on-air personality at WDIA in Memphis. That song was not without its problems, though. It was the first hit record for Sam Phillips, who had started Sun Records back in late 52. That song hit number 3 in April of 53. But because it was so similar to Hound Dog, Phillips was hit with a copyright infringement lawsuit, which nearly bankrupted his brand new Sun Record label. It's a good thing it didn't, because Sam Phillips was just a year away from discovering a young Elvis Presley. I mentioned at the top of the show that the number one record, as 1952 became 1953, was I Don't Know by Willie Maben. Well, Maben is back with another number one single from the end of May. It would remain number one for only 2 weeks. Here he is with I'm Mad, as the Juke in the Back features the top rhythm and blues jukebox hits from the first half of 1953.
Great, round, wonderful, beautiful world, and the wonderful water around the curve, and everything that's in the world, I hops up and marries a glamour girl. I'm mad. You've done me wrong this time, baby. I'm mad. And you have the nerve to try to be glad. Ask my baby, could she stand to see me cry? She said, yes, I could stand to see you buried alive. I'm mad. You've done me wrong this time, baby. I'm mad. And you have the nerve to try to be glad. And go down in the bottom of the sea, count the grains of sand, peep through muddy water and spy dry land. I'm mad. I'm mad. I'm mad. And you have the nerve to try to be glad. Now everybody wants to know about the clothes. But them fine dresses I've been buying you, you don't wear them no more. Won't be any more washing and hanging upside the wall and throwing them out the window, running out and catching before they fall. I'm mad. I'm mad. I'm mad. And you have the nerve to try to be glad.
Now it's time for the Great 78, where we take a thick piece of shellac and harken back to a time when 78 RPM records were king. This week we're featuring the biggest jukebox hits of 1953, so let's hear one from Mabel Louise Smith, who we better know as Big Maybelle. She was born in Jackson, Tennessee, and actually scored 3 top 10 rhythm and blues hits in the year 1953, her debut year. But this was her biggest, written by the great songwriter Rose Marie McCoy, and it's McCoy's voice you hear talking throughout this record. Here's Big Maybelle with this week's Great 78 and Gabin Blues.
Here come old evil chick always telling everybody she come from Chicago. Got Mississippi written all over.
You better stop trying to run my business.
Look who's got business.
Oh, I'll have to do what I hate to do.
Go ahead and do it. Ain't nobody scared of you.
Better stop trying to run my business.
Somebody need to run it before they run you out of town.
Oh, I'll have to do what I hate to do.
Nothing you can do. Never could do nothing.
Cause I'm talking about you low down and dirty.
Blabbermouth.
everything I'll sell be true.
I bet not never let the cat out the bag on you, child. You'll be ruined.
You know, I know, I know.
You don't know nothing. You don't know nothing about nobody.
I even know when you were born.
When I was born, you were suffering from old age arthritis and lost of memory.
You know, I know you.
Oh, Miss Know-All. You don't know nothing.
Yes, and I even know when you were born.
In school, she was so thick-headed, they put her out. She's taking up too much space.
And if you don't keep cool, honey.
Keep cool? That's a threat.
It'll be so hot you can't go on.
So hot now, child, you can't go back home. Police looking for you.
Ha! You got that nerve to stand on every corner.
Stand any way I please.
Laugh at every passerby.
I laugh at him as a seal.
Your face is laugh material. I bet your mirror make you cry.
I bet your face will stop any clock.
Well, stop trying. Run my business.
I'll run yours and mine anytime I feel like it.
Oh, I'll have to do what I hate to do.
Came up here, it's just gone to your head. That's what's the matter with you.
Boss, I talk about you low down and dirty.
I expect that of you. Dirty anyway.
And everything I said is true. Hey, watch out.
You're listening to The Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat.
Of my lost dream, or is she real? Or is she real?
Darling, so real to me.
Is it a lie? Is I love that way? Yes, it is. Is it a dream? Long lost dream. Your love. So real to me when I walk, you're gone, gone it seems,
gone it seems,
and you left me with a dream. Oh, oh yes, it's a dream. One day be real. Oh, it seems, is it a dream? Long lost dream, your love is be real. So real. A dream. Oh, oh yes, it's a dream. But one day be real. Oh, it seems, is it a dream?
Thank you.
From New York City, the Vocaleers with Is It a Dream, released on Bobby Robinson's Red Robin label in May of 1953. The tune was recorded in March at Beltone Studios in New York and featured Joe Duncan singing a nasally lead tenor, which in my opinion inspired many nasally leads in the rock and roll era. When you look at it that way, Is It a Dream was a groundbreaking record. It went to number 4 on the Rhythm and Blues Jukebox charts, and I'm proud to feature it on this week's Juke in the Back as I feature the biggest jukebox R&B hits of the first half of 1953. As we hit June of 53, the Five Royales are back. Remember, they kicked off the show with their first number one hit, Baby Don't Do It. Now they're back with Help Me Somebody, which went to number one for 5 weeks throughout June. From Winston-Salem, North Carolina, here are the Five Royales.
I'm broken-hearted, it's my fault. Oh, I treated my baby wrong, now she just won't talk. Oh, somebody help me,
somebody help me
get back in there again.
Get back again, baby.
Now I like to drink, and I just like to ball. But lately, I can't do anything at all. Won't somebody help me?
Somebody.
That you should do. You know you were very uncool, low down, dirty, unkind, and very untrue. Now look at you standing there, looking at me all crazy, beat, broke, and shy.
You know I didn't miss my water until my well was dry.
True, my woman has left me. I'm her lover. My job is to find her.
Yes, this story is true. Only my baby have made a change. Yes, this story is true. Only my baby have made a change. Well, she's a married woman, so I'll have to withhold her name. left me round midnight, and the stars were shining up above. Yes, she left me round midnight, and the stars were shining up above. Hello, Sam Weakling, I have a warrant for my baby's love. Now I'm casting a dragnet for my baby, and I don't even have a dime. Yes, I'm casting a dragnet for my baby, and I don't even have a dime. Well, she left me without a warning, and that's a low-down, dirty crime.
Oh, Johnny Moore's Three Blazers, featuring lead vocals by Frankie Irvin. From mid-1953, that's Dragnet Blues, of course inspired by the Dragnet radio series. Frankie Irvin is sounding a lot like Johnny Moore's previous lead singer, Charles Brown, and rightly so. They scored so many hits with Charles Brown at the helm. But Frankie also adds his own style to the tune, making it a real winner. I'm Matt the Cat, and that basically wraps up another Juke in the Back. This was part one of my two-part series on the biggest jukebox hits of 1953. Next week, we'll be back with part two, featuring hit rhythm and blues records from the second half of 1953. That is, if Miss Rosie can help me dust them off first. She's kind of busy serving the whiskey, you see. Until next time, don't forget, soul, it's a feeling. And you'll get that feeling each week on your source for 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues, the soul that came before rock and roll on the Juke in the Back. Let's close it down with a number 6 jukebox record for the Royals. Don't confuse them with the 5 Royals now. There was some confusion back in the day, and that's what forced the Royals to change their name to the Midnighters. Hank Ballard had joined the Royals in the second half of 1952. He sang on a couple of records previous to this one, but this was the first one to hit. Let's close down this week's Juke in the Back with Get It from the Royals. Have a great week, everybody, and I'll catch you on that flip side next time.
On up here, baby. Now don't you want to see a good man with it?
So baby, hold me, oh, hold me, hold me, hold me, hold me, don't ever stop. Please hold me, hold me, hold me, hold me, hold me, because I'm yours, darling baby. Yes, now and always.
Well, we've run out of whiskey, and the women have all gone home. Thanks for dropping by. Feel free to let Matt the Cat know if you dug the show. Email him at mattthecat@mattthecat.com. Juke in the Back is recorded at Rosie's Juke Joint, located at the Stepping Stone Inn in Salem, Massachusetts. For more information, please visit jukeintheback.org. I'm Miss Rosie. See you next time on the Juke in the Back.